Hello, good evening, and welcome to Seascapes. On tonight's programme, I take a tour of the new Irish Sailing High Performance Headquarters. We are at a man overboard exercise with the RNLI, and how to follow ship movements around the country online. If you have someone who falls overboard from a boat, it can be incredibly difficult to get them back, especially on a high-sided fishing boat or yacht. The RNLI recently held a man overboard training day for fishermen in Union Hall in West Cork, and Francis Kelly went along for Seascapes.
Ten minutes is the average length of time between a crew member falling off a fishing vessel at sea and that individual becoming unresponsive to rescue attempts. Those are the findings of the RNLI from incident reports of 62 fatalities involving man overboard emergencies on British and Irish fishing vessels since 2006. Safety at sea for commercial fishermen is paramount, and with that in mind, Union Hall RNLI Lifeboat Station in County Cork, Ireland's newest lifeboat station, held a man overboard safety demonstration recently for local fishing crews.
My name is Adrienne Patterson. I'm the Community Safety Officer here in Union Hall. Union Hall, we get about 10 call-outs per year, and we service the community about 8 miles to the west and 14 miles to the east of Glandor Bay. All of those involved in the RNLI are locally based. A lot of the crew are actually fishermen or involved in the fishing community. Union Hall here is a close-knit community which is primarily dependent on fishing, so we felt it was a good exercise to do. We've commissioned a local fishing vessel with their crew, so one of them has volunteered to go into the water, and we have Frankie Horn over from the RNLI. Frankie is going to demonstrate how to bring them back safely onto the vessel.
Every sailor knows that the sea is a friend made enemy.
My name's Frankie Horn. I'm the RNLI's fishing safety manager for the UK and Ireland. My role for the RNLI is to reduce the amount of incidents and accidents and fatalities in the UK and Ireland. Our analysis of fishing fatalities and accidents in Ireland, we've noticed that the west side of Ireland seems to be a highest risk area, and as far up as Donegal, down as far as here's Union Hall. Very local, so we can find the area that we want to put our interventions into and our promotion of safety. Today's exercise is about man overboard recovery, showing people different techniques, easy techniques to recover a man overboard and hopefully rescue him safely. We're expecting a fairly good crowd. The boats are in the harbour, and everybody seems pretty keen to see what we've got.
The Union Hall lifeboat was on hand to assist in the demonstration. And just before it was launched in the water, crew member Tim Ford explained the boat's features and its capabilities.
This is our lifeboat, Margaret Bench of Solihull. She is an Atlantic 75 inshore lifeboat. It's equipped with two 75 horsepower two-stroke Yamaha outboard engines. This vessel carries three crew, so you'll have a helm and two crew members. It's a planing boat, so it's a fast boat that you can get to scenes quickly, you know, 30, 35 knots in that range. It's equipped to do basically search and rescue at sea. You know, you can operate with helicopters, with other vessels, and you have capability to tow other vessels that aren't able to propel themselves. It's all about basically getting quickly to a casualty, locating the casualty and assisting the casualty. That's the main function and theory behind the boat.
The demonstration was part of the RNLI's Rigged and Ready campaign for fishing vessels.
Right, what we're going to show you today, thank you very much for coming along in the first place, is some techniques for man overboard recovery on fishing vessels. What we're going to show you is cheap, easy techniques to recover a person from overboard. You can see on the side of that boat, you can see a blue bag. Inside that bag is a ladder mechanism that any fisherman can make. Fisherman will jump over, who's actually one of our lifeboat crew. He'll jump in, he'll pull that little rope you can see and the ladder will come out and he should be able to recover himself from the water. That's a very simple mechanism that probably could have saved over the last 10 years 40, 50 fishermen easily if they would have had one of them rigged on the side of the boat. The second mechanism they're going to show you is just simply tyres tied together and you lower one end of the tyres into the water. A lot of fishermen up in the North Donegal are going to use this mechanism rather than the ladder because they already have the tyres rigged up alongside. They also have a second purpose of fendering off the vessel when it comes into harbour. The last system we're going to use here is a life raft. These larger vessels you see to the right-hand side here, it's very difficult in these vessels to recover a man overboard. The thing that keeps them safe actually makes it harder for them to get back in. They have different types of mechanisms, but one thing these guys can do is launch a life raft into the water so the casualty can get in, so people have got time then to work out how they're going to extract them. Some of these boats are working hundreds of miles offshore. Lifeboats aren't going to get to them. It's going to be a helicopter, or they're going to have to be the rescuer. Simple, easy mechanisms that any fisherman can rig any time of day. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.
My name is Chris Collins. I'm a local fisherman. The interview was very interesting. You know, it showed how you could have some very simple things organised in the boat to recover yourself, as the rope ladder of tyres. Very simple, practical things. They got the mind working in it.
My name is Pamela Deasy and I'm the press officer with Union Hall RNLI. This is our first one that's aimed at commercial fishermen. We do have days during the year that we target, like leisure users. We have our Respect the Water campaign that runs through the summer months. So for us here, it's to highlight for our local community the dangers that the sea possesses. It looks beautiful, but everything changes in an instant. And it's to make seafaring people more aware of the dangers that the sea possesses. Every
breaking. Francis Kelly with that report. I keep an eye out for other RNLI training days around the country.